All right. Thanks for joining us today, Kevin. Kevin Mensah, running back for University of Connecticut. Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So I guess I'll start with the first question, I guess, is I just kind of want to ask about what your experience with UConn is, and what was your first initial thoughts going in when they recruited you?
I was a late recruit, so they recruited in July of 2017, right after I graduated high school and stuff like that. And they told me, they were interested, and they told me straight up, you come to UConn, you'll have the opportunity to play early. That was an opportunity I didn't want to miss. And they showed love the most since January of my senior year of high school. So, I feel like to pay them respect, I had to go there and commit and give them all I got. So, it's been going well so far. So.
And coming up to, now you're senior year, what's a team that you really look forward to playing, that you just know that's going to be a good game?
Clemson next year.
Yeah.
What
in the past and present have you seen that you've been this is a sort of a small rivalry where you're in for it?
I'd say the UMass game, obviously. That's a game that's always a rivalry that's cool. And I don't think there was a lot of games that we played that was it felt like it was rivalry, But I would say UMass and ECU, East Carolina, yeah. Those games.
Especially UMass for you, right? Playing the home state and everything. I'm sure a lot of the guys at UMass and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Last year it was a fun experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And then your freshman year, you played at Fenway Park too. So I'm sure that was, yeah. Yeah, against BC. So I'm sure that was a lot of fun too. Again, playing another home state team and everything.
For sure, yeah. That was good memories.
Yeah, especially for you. I mean, that was your best game your freshman year, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that was a really kind of good game for you just to break out, especially again against a home state team. So yeah, I know you touched upon it a little bit, but just talk a little bit more about your recruiting process. What it was like for you and kind of being that late bloomer, like you mentioned.
Yeah, so, just growing up and everything, we don't really get the shine over there. So, you got to grind extra harder, So, mm-hmm. Coach Pelko gave me the opportunity, go to camps and stuff like that. So, I took the opportunity, showcase my talent and just trusting his words and, just doing the right things, just focusing on, school, and I can't lie, school was very, tough for me, but focusing on school and just doing the right things and just, getting things that you want at the end goal. So, but school was tough, and so schools were recruiting at me. A lot of schools were recruiting me, a lot of big schools, and people don't know this, but I was ready to go to Michigan my senior year, and that didn't happen, so I ended up going to UConn, and ever since that, it's been, like I said, it's been going well.
Right. Is there anything that kind of going back that you wish you did differently, or anything that you could wish you could tell, kids who are going through the recruiting process right now?
School is very important. Without school, there's no football. So
yeah.
Make sure that education is very important too.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been a common theme for all of our guests, is they keep hammering the grades, because, I mean, if the better grades you have, the more opportunities you're going to have for yourself.
Exactly. It translates on the field. The more prepared you feel in the classroom, the more prepared you feel on the field. You know what I mean? So
exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just because we're on the topic of being, schoolwork being important, right? Student athlete, and you're student first, right? I saw what your major was, and I kind of wanted to ask you what that entails.
The human development family science.
Oh, on the site on UConn, it describes you as Mike. What is it again?
I think it was exploratory studies.
They still haven't updated that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They haven't updated that. But, I transferred to a human development family science, and my minor is public policy.
Oh, that's pretty sick. So, like, what do you sort of plan to, like...
So, it's, like, it's not like, an NREL to a law school. So, I mean...
Okay.
So I'm big on, like, you know, just, like, the laws and stuff like that. I don't really like to talk about the political, you know, political stuff like that. But I like learning about it and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, as a running back, right, I kind of was curious... like, what kind of running back do you see yourself? Like, who do maybe, like, you could, like, contextualize in the NFL or some other player that you maybe compare yourself to in playing style?
There's a lot of backs that I'll say I see myself, like, he's an old back. Not right now, but I could use old back, right?
You know, yeah, of course. So
Ricky Williams, one of my favorite backs.
Okay.
Like, I see myself in him, and like I see the game that he plays and stuff like that. So,
perfect. What in his game do you think is similar to yours?
His power and his speed. You know, I feel like we have the same power and speed, and then just his like awareness and just like seeing the hole so quick. You know, just being patient too.
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm kind of curious as just coming from an offensive mind as a quarterback and as a coach now too. What's your favorite run play? You know, are you an inside zone guy, power, sweep, or what do you like?
So I like everything, but I'm a power guy. I like power.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You must like that pulling guard coming around, right? Yeah.
I mean, like high school, I ran double wing, so
yeah,
guard pulling.
Right, right. Now, what about a certain formation? You like out of the eye with when you know the full, but you got the fullback leading.
Spread, you know, I like spread. I like I said, the eye, pistol, yep. All that. I like the downhill running and stuff like that. But like you can use a lot of, you can do a lot of things out of that formation too. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What about a favorite route that you like to run out of the backfield?
Favorite route. Yeah, I'll say out route. Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to ask that one being a quarterback, you know. I like running backs that can catch.
Yeah.
Our running back last year was our fourth leading receiver. He had 35 catches, so yeah. I definitely like running backs that can catch for sure. No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Something I kind of was also curious about was you know, I always kind of look at the NFL and kind of people always talk about all these quarterbacks dealing with, you know, the new guys and like how they train them, how they take them in under their wing and stuff. And I just was curious for you in a college setting, you know, there's always kind of like, I feel like a large turnaround of always new people coming in as people graduate and stuff like that. And I was wondering what you're sort of doing as kind of the senior role to help prepare these younger guys that are coming up?
You know, I don't really like to talk a lot, so I lead by example, you know what I mean? So you're just doing the right things, you know, being the first of class, you know, just never hearing your name on like a bad list or anything, you know what I mean? And it's just being the leader on the football team. You know, if you show the young kids that, you know, they want to grow up and be like, hey, I want to be like that, you know what I mean? And like, you know, I want to be that type of leader, you know, for the team. And it goes a long way for the team and it helps us win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely good to have leaders like yourself where you're just going to work and you're just going to show by example. Not everyone's going to be the rah-rah type of guy like a Tim Tebow firing up everyone in the locker room, right?
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, you need the guys that are just going to go to work and lead by examples. Like you said, the younger guy's going to see that and they're going to be like, all right, I want to be like this guy, so what do I got to do? I got to work. Right.
And if you have a lot of those guys, that's how you win too. So
yeah, exactly. That creates winning, creates that culture. So yeah, absolutely. Did you have anyone, whether it was at UConn, Shepherd Hill, your high school experience, did you have anyone that was kind of key in your life for as a mentor that kind of brought you along?
Yeah, I had a couple at Shepherd Hill, you know, Sean McEwen and then Christian Lindstrom. You know, they were like mentors.
Yep.
They always like kept track on me. bullied me, sure I was doing well and all in high school and stuff like that. And right. I have a family friend, Isaac Gattam. I'm sure you know
him. Yep. Yeah,
yep. So just keep them talking, just keeping that connection. Yeah.
That's awesome. What about anyone at UConn? I know you had some guys early in your career who, you know, were very good players. Or you had David Pendel, for one.
David Pendel, I talked to him, David Foley for the Jets, and then Matt Pert, who just got drafted to the Giants. So, I think with all three of them, you know, make sure they do well and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, all those names you just mentioned, man. I mean, they've all been in the NFL. They're in the NFL right now, so those are definitely guys to kind of keep around you. And you know, like a lot of people say, is you want to surround yourself with people, you know, like yourself, who are on the same mission as you. So I think that's awesome. That's definitely a great great way to approach. I like that a lot.
So just kind of like coming up to speed, we've kind of talked about a lot of, you know, your past, you know, some of the past stuff and recruiting and things. Now, what do you like kind of see, you know, how do you feel about like the program now that you're going through like all this COVID stuff and like how are you adjusting and like trying to stay busy?
Just by, you know, grinding, you know, doing everything, you know, just like staying on top of the classroom, you know, just taking the approach as if it was like a spring off season, you know what I mean? You know, just grinding, you just doing like what you would do in the spring. You know, you guys know how it is, you know, just like schoolwork, you know, off season workouts, and you know, just keeping your head down, you know, just not trying to think of like, you know, the season that was supposed to happen, you know what I mean? Think about the next season, think about how you're gonna get better, you know what I mean? So we try to take that approach every day.
Yes. Yeah. Are you guys still like, you know, being able to like interact with each other and like train and like do like small practices and like?
So yeah, we did like a mini spring like a spring practice just recently. We just had to cut it short because of those cases that were going on in school, so they had to shut down the school. But yeah, we ended up getting good working, and you know, you could see guys improving and stuff like that. So we just got to keep having that same approach and onto the next season.
Yeah, because like once you kind of see like where everybody's been since the off season, you kind of like fix and like help each other like alter stuff, and then they can work on it now that they're on their own. Exactly. That's great. Yeah.
That's really the only thing you can do is just, you know, control what you can control. Just kind of put your head down. And I mean, like you said, you guys just treat it like it's a spring season. That's what so many teams had to do. Obviously, you know, it was like the fall was everyone's spring season. Which is kind of weird, but you know, just got to make the most out of it.
Can't think about the whole COVID ruining the whole season. I mean,
exactly. So something I'm wondering, you know, different guys are motivated by different factors. So I'm just wondering, you know, what motivates you to want to be better and just to be great?
You know, my family, just being able to just provide for them, and being able to have the opportunity to provide for them, and you know, in the future, and that makes me just keep going because, you know, I'll be the one to, you know, change their life and stuff like that. So, you know, that keeps me going.
Right. Absolutely. That's awesome. I just thought of this. Now, do you have a favorite game or a favorite moment that you've had at UConn?
Favorite game? Yeah, I'd say the game against you. Wasn't it at UConn? Does it have to be at UConn?
No, just any game in your career.
I'd say the game against UMass last year. Yeah, because, you know, that was, I don't know, it was just personal to me, so I felt like that was a game that I had to go off, you know what I mean? So.
yeah, for sure.
The 5 touchdowns? Just have yourself a day. So, like, I was just sort of thinking, too, like, what is, like, some pregame rituals? Everybody's kind of got one. I was just curious, like, what yours is.
So, yeah, I got you. So, I like to listen to – it's funny. So, at the hotel, I like to listen to just, like calm music, you know, like meditation music. Then I'll switch it to pop music as we get near to the stadium. I won't listen to rap until we get on the field, though, because – You know what I mean? Because I don't like to get amped up right before, you know. I like to get amped up as close to the game as possible. Mm-hmm. So, and I won't talk to anyone. I like to be alone. And you know, once we get on the field and start to do the pregame warm-ups and stuff like that, you know, that's when I start to get amped up. So yeah, it takes me a while, but yeah.
Hell yeah, you get that like kind of the warm-up like stadium music playing, and you just get hyped up, and all of a sudden that pre-workout's kicking in and you're like feeling it. Exactly. So on the same kind of lighter note too, is I was curious of like what kind of stuff you've been like doing for, like what's like a hobby that you kind of have, like when you're like not grinding away for grades and like working on the field and stuff, like, you know, playing like Madden, 2K and stuff. Like, what do you like? What's your jam?
I used to be a video game guy, but now I like to just like, so I have like a little piano that I like to play. So I've been learning how to play the piano. So like, just it's more so for like meditation and just relaxing. So I like to like just play the piano and like just make my own like instruments and own beats, stuff like that. So yeah.
Hell yeah, we're gonna be dropping beat tapes soon. Yes. Yes, send over the sample packs. We'll make something killer.
Got you.
What about some stuff that you know, you've done throughout your career in the off season as far as training? What are some things that have seen that you've noticed have helped you out a lot? Whether it's, you know, different things in the weight room, on the field, film, like anything like that. What are some things that have helped you?
Film, you know, just learning the game. Because, you know, as you get older, the game gets faster and the game gets more, you know, technical and stuff like that. So you just gotta know what you got. You gotta know what you're doing on the field, and you gotta feel confident. You know what I mean? So just learning more of the game, learning more of what you have to do. You know, learning more. Say if you're an offensive guy, learning what the defense does. You know what I mean? Learning what type of coverage they bring and stuff like that. So the more confidence you have in yourself, the more you'll feel ready to go out there and play and give it all you got, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I like you said, as you get older, you start to realize the importance of that. And that's how it was for me as a player. You know, the older I got, the more I realized how important film is. And I think that's something that a lot of younger guys in college and a lot of high school guys, they don't appreciate the value of film and those kind of mental reps. Oh yeah. I think, you know, too many guys worry about how much they're benching in the weight room. Obviously the weight room, that's all important, but you also got to value stuff like film just as much. You got to have that balance, right? Pretty much, you know, you got to have weight room, do field work, film work. It all balances. So just finding that balance, I think, is something that, you know, a lot of guys don't value. You know, but yeah. What else? Anything else that have really helped you in the off season over the years?
Oh, you know, just training out of my facility at Westboro College C. I'm sure you heard a little bit about it, but you know, just training there. You know, they've been helping me getting right. You know, what I mean, with my speed and just body lifting in, and like I said, film and stuff like that. So I mean, I recommend, you know, athletes out there, I recommend you guys go there, you know. Not trying to help them, but I'm just saying.
you said Exceed, right?
Exceed, yeah.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, they do a great job. They do a great job for sure. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I kind of was curious about earlier you mentioned kind of about how important it is about schoolwork and all that other stuff. And making sure that the other guys, you know, are like staying on top of that. Now, is there like, you know, within UConn, like a little bit about the culture of everything, is there just, are you constantly like kind of just checking up on them, or are you just doing a thing where it's like you can just sort of send them to some place on campus that can help them, sort of like some sort of like advisory kind of place to help them like stay on track a little bit better?
So yeah, so like we have like a team, student athlete advisor team. So like, you know, so like it's our duty to help them be on task, but like if they want more help, you know what I mean? they know who to contact and stuff like that. So we make sure, but we do stay on top of them with, like, as sure as, like, you know, making sure, you know, okay, contact your advisor if you need help, you know what I mean? Contact them if you need tutors, stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, we're just telling them to do what they need to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you guys have a, like, for, like, I've seen it at some colleges, but not everybody does it, but have you ever had, like, for, like, the freshmen, like, I've seen some schools have, like once a week, they kind of like force them all as freshmen to go do like study hall, essentially.
Yeah.
Especially
being a freshman, because you know it's your first year being.
Yeah.
So yeah, they definitely get it hard. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's like study hall every day, every week for like the first 2 months. But then like, then once they get the hang of it and stuff like that, then they ease off and stuff like that.
Yeah, making sure they're accountable and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, as you know, Kevin, that's definitely a tough adjustment going from high school to college with just the demands of being a student athlete.
D1.
Yeah. Now, do you have any suggestions for, you know, seniors going into their college year, you know, that might help them?
Yeah, I mean, prepare like you're going to prepare like you're going into a game next week, you know what I mean? Have that edge, you know what I mean? Have that fight that you want to, you know, play your freshman year, you know, and just not only think about football, but think about education. Think about how you're going to attack the classroom your freshman year, you know what I mean? Think about how you're going to study. Think about the habits you're going to do, you know what I mean? And then if you can do that, in the classroom, that'll translate onto the field. And the more confidence you have, you know, the more fast you can play on the field and the more you impress people, you know what I mean? So just have confidence and just do the right things in the classroom, and it'll all translate onto the field.
Yeah. No, I think that's awesome advice for sure. Yeah, I completely agree. Now, this is probably our last question, but, you know, where do you see your football career ending up? What do you ultimately want to achieve for it?
You know the goal. The goal is to go to the league, so. You know, I've been training extra hard, you know, staying my head, putting my head down, grinding, you know, waiting for the next season because, you know, I'm ready to show people what I got.
Right. Absolutely. If you had a particular team that you'd want to go to, who would it be?
dang, that's crazy. I'm going to see this video soon. I'll say the Pats.
Okay. Hometown.
How sound they are. And I grew up in like a system like that, so it brings back memories. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Pulls up, man, so.
No, when the Pats draft you, we'll play back this clip and we'll say that you predicted it.
God willing.
I'll go through all the footage and create a nice highlight clip and like make a hype video.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's Will. Do you have any other questions?
Not really like think of right now.
Okay. Well, that's all we got, Kevin. Really appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on, taking the time.
Thank you for having me on the podcast, man. Thank you for having me on TV Velocity. I love it, man.
Absolutely.